This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Towering 100 feet above the ocean is the Navy's newest watchdog, the first of a ring of radar warning stations. Located 110 miles off Cape Cod, it is served by picket and supply cutters. A huge derrick is the only contact with the ocean's surface.
They were called Texas Towers because they were based on the oil rigs used off the coast of Texas. But during the Cold War, they were part of an early warning system off the Massachusetts coast to alert the U.S. to incoming Russian missiles. 50 years ago, Texas Tower No. 4 came down in a nor'easter, killing all 28 crew members aboard. Today, after all that time, the 28 men who lost their lives are being officially recognized by President Obama for their sacrifice. Senator John Kerry presented a letter from the president to the son of one of those men this morning in Malden, and WBUR's Steve Brown was on hand for the presentation, and Steve joins us now. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Anthony.
So, quite an emotional event, I guess.
It was. The families of those lost on Texas Tower No. 4, which was otherwise known as Old Shaky, have been waiting a long time for this day. For whatever reason, the federal government, specifically the president, never formally acknowledged the loss. Now, the families have stayed in touch over the past 50 years, and about a dozen years ago, they began lobbying for recognition. Today, they got it.
Well, why did it take so long? 28 years? No, 50 years.
50 years, yes. Yeah. Yeah, so a number of reasons. Keep in mind, back in 1961, that was the height of the Cold War. The tower collapsed just a few days before John Kennedy was inaugurated president. Now, the technology of these radar towers was top secret. The less that was said about the platform at the time, the less that the Soviets would know about it. Also, many of those lost on the Texas Tower were civilians. Those guys were just doing their jobs. And, of course, over the span of time, memories fade and other issues come up.
Now, Steve, you met one or two members of the families that were lost here?
I did. I had a long chat with one of the men whose father died that day. Don Abbott has been leading this fight for recognition for many years now. Now, as a 21-year-old back in 1961, he actually drove his father, Dave Abbott, and a few other men to New Bedford, where they headed out to that tower. Don told me today that getting this recognition from the president was very significant for the families.
It was something that only a president can do. Only a president can say, "From a grateful nation." And that's a significant thing for the letter to say, "From a grateful nation."
Well, it sounds like it means a lot to him, and understandably so. What was Senator Kerry's role in this?
Well, the families credit Senator Kerry for staying with this for many years and for bringing the fact that no recognition had ever been made to President Obama's attention. Senator Kerry was in Malden this morning to present Don Abbott with the president's letter. Kerry said those killed were helping protect the nation.
They were there to help protect the United States of America, because in 1961, that's how we defended America, with these early warning towers, fearing the potential of an attack from the Soviet Union, and we manned those towers in order to provide early warnings so the United States could respond. It was part of the defense of our nation. And these folks died defending their nation.
Senator Kerry also presented copies of the president's letter that will be given to the other families of the other victims that died on that day on the tower.
Okay, thanks very much, Steve. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Anthony.
That's WBUR's Steve Brown reporting on an almost forgotten piece of Massachusetts history about the 28 men who lost their lives 50 years ago when Texas Tower No. 4 went down off the Massachusetts coast.